This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. If it's not already marked on your calendar, here's your warning. This Saturday is International Pillow Fight Day. Cities around the world are taking the holiday serious as a pillow fight can be anyway. Atlanta is one of the sites for this cushy conflict this week, and it's one of the picks for budget-friendly entertainment today by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Shane Harrison. Thank you for coming in again.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, the very first pillow fight that was held, I think, several years ago now, was one of the first to be completely put together through social media.
Yeah, that's sort of the way that they bring everyone together, of course. It's more like a flash mob kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they invite everyone. And you have to bring your own pillows. And it's very kid-friendly. So they say bring the kids and bring pillows.
We were talking about it on the way here, me and my friends, and we're talking about how this is like respectable violence.
But they caution you not to bring feather pillows. They tend to make a bit of a mess. So
I love some of the other rules as well. Bring a soft pillow with a clean cover. That's
yes.
Very considerate.
Yes.
No foreign objects in the cases. Pillows
no.
only, so no rocks or baseballs.
No, that would be very, very bad.
And it seems common sense, but they say please no beanbag chairs or body pillows.
Yes, that would not be good.
I think you'd knock somebody out with,
you
with
very
one of those.
Well might, yes. And again, that's the International Pillow Fight Day. That's happening this Saturday. And it starts at 11:30 a.m. At the intersection of Moreland Avenue and Freedom Parkway here in Atlanta.
Well, Shane, I think it's time to rosin up the bow once again.
Yes, it is. It's the Georgia Old Time Fiddlers Convention. And this is a very special Georgia Old Time Fiddlers Convention. This is the centennial of the convention.
Number 100.
That's right. So this is kind of a big deal. They're having it downtown at Georgia State University. And if you didn't know, Atlanta was sort of a center of old-time string music back in the 20s. Gid Tanner and Skillet Lickers, who were from up in North Georgia, were a really big deal. They sort of helped launch country music as we know it today. Most of these fiddlers and the old-time string folks came from North Georgia. And as a matter of fact, the Skillet Lickers still exist to this day. I believe they're in the fourth generation. And the Skillet Lickers will be here at the Georgia Old-Time Fiddlers Convention, along with several other performers. And they'll also do workshops and things like that. You can learn about the history of old-time string music.
So with the Final Four in town this weekend, if you get tired of hoops, you can take a walk a few blocks away and take in some great old-time fiddle music.
And the Georgia Old-Time Fiddlers Convention Centennial Celebration is happening at Georgia State University, and that's noon to 5 p.m. on Saturday.
Shane, it's now four generations of African-American quilters in G's Bend, Alabama, that have been creating works of art unique to not only their isolated hamlet, but really anywhere in the world.
Yeah, and these have become really acclaimed worldwide. This is another chance to take in these beautiful, beautiful, colorful quilts.
Yeah, nothing subtle about these quilts at all. Brilliant, bold, really dynamic colors and patterns created by this group of women that have lived their lives in this isolated area of Alabama.
They've been touring. You can see them in many places around the country. But this time they're going to be at the Arts Clayton Gallery in Jonesboro. The exhibition is opening this Friday, and they're going to have an opening reception, and some of the quilters themselves will be there on hand. So in addition to seeing these gorgeous quilts, you'll get to meet some of the artists who put them together.
And Shane, as you mentioned from the outset, this is all taking place in Jonesboro.
That's right. It's at the Arts Clayton Gallery, and it opens on Friday with a reception at 5:30 p.m., but if you miss that, the show will be going on through May 31st, so you have plenty of opportunity to see these beautiful quilts.
Shane Harrison, thank you for another week's worth of budget-friendly events. We'll look forward to repeating this experience coming up next Thursday.
I look forward to it as well.
For more information about any of the inexpensive happenings that Shane has told us about over the past few minutes, head to our website now for details. We're at wabe.org/citycafe.